My Lord, she blows one, whoa, whoa. Get on board. Better get your ticket now, my Lord, she blows. Wow, 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 wow. Gospel train is coming. You better get your business right. You better set your house in order, friends. You know the train gonna be here tonight.
Ah, Lord.
Don't you hear the whistle?
Wow, wow.
Hear the bells are tolling. Don't you hear the engine exhaust and fumes? You know the train gonna be here tonight.
Ah, Lord.
Now before she enters the pearly gates of heaven, can't you imagine that you can hear this train roll? She blows so far, Lord, so low. You know the train gonna be here tonight. That she blows really.
Hi, I'm Leonard Lopate. That was the Golden Gate Gospel Train by one of the most popular gospel groups of all time, the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet. It was recorded in 1937 and served as the opening theme for many radio gospel programs all the way into the 1950s. In the tributes to Martin Luther King Jr. we'll be hearing throughout this day, one thing will rarely, if ever, be mentioned, that Dr. King was the pastor of a prominent black church, one that participated in the traditions of black churches in America, including their rich, varied, and incredibly influential musical traditions. His wife, Coretta Scott King, was a singer of religious music, and I suspect Dr. King would have been able to recognize the names and voices of all the performers whose work I'll be playing over the next hour on this, our annual Martin Luther King Day Gospel Special Hour, as a way of remembering and honoring him on this national holiday. The singing of gospel songs was a regular component of the civil rights movement, and the most famous, of course, was We Shall Overcome, which was adapted from I'll Be All Right, a hymn written by the early gospel composer and civil rights activist Reverend C.A. Tinley of Philadelphia. Let's listen to a 1955 recording of it by the Angelic Gospel Singers, followed by a live performance of We Shall Overcome by the great Marion Williams, recorded not long after Dr. King was assassinated. We Shall Overcome by Marianne Williams, and before that, the song that was adapted into We Shall Overcome, I'll Be All Right, sung by the Angelic Gospel Singers. We will continue with recordings that were likely, that you were likely to hear during Dr. King's lifetime by some of the leading artists of the day. After we take a little break, we'll come back with another live performance, These Are They, written by another prominent civil rights minister, W. Herbert Brewster, and sung by the magnificent Mahalia Jackson in 1952. But first this.
It was all lonely.
saying, hear the words that I'm saying. Wash my soul with water from on high. While the world of love is around me, evil thoughts do by me. But oh, if you leave me, I'll die. You just hide me in the bosom till the storm of life is over. Oh, rock me in the cradle of thought, love. Make my journey brighter. You make my burden lighter. Help me to do good wherever I can. Oh, let thy presence thrill me. Thou love and kindness fill me. You just hide me in the bosom till the storm of life is over. Oh, rock me in the cradle of love. I'll leave
I'm
Three recordings of songs composed by two of the most important gospel composers, W. Herbert Brewster, Reverend Brewster. These are they, Mahalia live years before she invited Dr. King to spearhead a civil rights drive in Chicago. And we followed that by the first of two songs by Thomas A. Dorsey, Rock Me, Hide Me in Thy Bosom, sung by Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who was the biggest star in gospel before Mahalia came on the scene, and she recorded that with the Lucky Millinder Band in 1943, which included jazz greats like Joe Guy, Tab Smith, Sam the Man Taylor, George Duvivier, and Panama Francis. And then we went further back in time to 1939 to R.H. Harris with the Texas Yodel and James Medlock and the Soul Stirrers and Precious Lord, the Thomas A. Dorsey song that Reverend King said was his favorite gospel song. We'll stick with the Soul Stirrers for a bit longer here on this special tribute to gospel music and Martin Luther King, connecting on Martin Luther King Day. It's an annual tradition here. We've been doing it now for about a dozen years. This is WNYC, WNYC.org. After R.H. Harris left the Soul Stirrers, he was replaced by Sam Cooke. And we'll hear Sam from 1959 with Pilgrim of Sorrow. And follow that with Johnny Taylor, who followed Sam Cooke as the lead singer with the Soul Stirrers, with The Love of God. This is before he went into R&B. Both of these men went into R&B. In the case of Johnny Taylor, making records like Who's Making Love to Your Old Lady and Cheaper to Keep Her. And then a very influential singer who sang for a while with the Soul Stirrers, Julius Cheeks, here with the sensational Nightingales, and they're singing Standing at the Judgment.
Lord, I'm poor pilgrim of sorrow. I'm down in the world all alone. I have no hope for tomorrow. I'm trying to make the city my home. Lord, sometimes I'm burdened. Sometimes I feel by myself. But as long as Jesus stands by me, I don't need no one else. Lord, when I get tired, I can call him late at night, and I know my Savior will make all burdens so light. Oh Lord. Sometimes I'm both tossed and, Lord, and I'm driven till I That's when I heard a city called Glory. I'm just trying to make the city mine.
The love of God will never let me stray. is everywhere. The love of God makes me know. Love of God makes me know when I'm wrong. The love of God, every time I feel weak, it makes me strong. For every day I know it protects me.
Sam Cooke with the Soul Stirrers, Pilgrim of Sorrow, City Called Heaven. The Love of God by Johnny Taylor and the Soul Stirrers. The first one, 1955, the second, 1958, and from around that same time, Standing at the Judgment, Julius Cheeks, and the sensational Nightingales, June Cheeks, a strong influence on Wilson Pickett and other soul singers. We'll come back with some smooth stylings after we take a little break. We'll be back with Edna Gallman Cook, Morgan Babb, and Jess Whitaker with the Pilgrim Travelers.
I know that somebody don't I know that somebody.
I want to tell you my imagination of heaven. My imagination of heaven is that there's going to be rejoicing around the throne. And I'm going to have on my long white robe and my golden slippers. I'm going to look all around me and find some of my friends there. We all are going to be singing praises to the Almighty God and telling him our Bible taught us that if we live right, he was coming back for us one day. For he said, before my word shall fail, heaven and earth shall pass away. That's why, that's why, that's why. I want to thank him for being sheltered. I want to thank him for feeding me. I want to thank him for clothing me. I want to thank him for watching over us. That's why, oh, that's why, oh, yeah, that's why, that's why, that's why, that's why, that's why.
I don't know, God knows, and I don't want to run this race.
Oh, Lord, guide my feet.
Oh, Dad, while I run this race. Oh, Lord, guide my feet.
Oh, Dad,
while I run this race. Oh, Lord, guide my feet.
Oh, Lord,
while I run this race. Oh, I don't want, well, no, no, sure, and I
don't.
Oh, no, I don't know, I don't know. I know the gardeners and I don't want to run the
world. Lord, teach me to
order while I run the
Silas on this, our special tribute to Martin Luther King, a musical tribute, gospel tribute to Martin Luther King on his day. We just heard Jess Whitaker with the Pilgrim Travels from 1951 and Lord Hold My Hand. Before that, two tracks with the Radio 4, a wonderful quartet. First with Madam Edna Goldman Cook singing with them, Somebody Touch Me, 1953. And then My Imagination of Heaven, Morgan Babb, from 1955. We now go to a very different kind of singing. J. Robert Bradley, called Mr. Baptist, because he was the king of the Baptist conventions and somebody who Martin Luther King would have known quite well, singing a song that would be impossible to overlook on a day like today, Amazing Grace. This is from around 1960. And then two of the most important group leaders, Roberta Martin, who introduced What a Friend We Have in Jesus to the gospel repertoire, and we'll hear her recording of it from 1950, followed by Clara Ward with the Ward Singers from 1951 and The Old Landmark.
Oh, amazing glad I'm found. Was blind, but now
to the old and stay in the circle.
Clara Ward and the Ward Singers and the Old Landmark, preceded by Roberta Martin and the Martin Singers and What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And we opened with J. Robert Bradley and Amazing Grace. And that pretty much does it for this year's version of our special gospel music tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. on the national holiday devoted to him. We're going to go out with one of the most popular recordings of its time and the most popular theme song for gospel shows to go out with, J. Earl Hines with the St. Paul's Baptist Church Choir of Los Angeles from 1947, and God Be With You. I hope you've enjoyed the special tribute to Dr. King.
Well, God be with you. I said,
yeah.